House will come to order. Representative
Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Okay, everybody got one of these sheets. I want you all to pull them out. It says 2011 American Legion Boys State. Pull them out, everybody. I know everybody's got one. You threw them away? You can get more. Patty has lots of them. The next thing I want you to do is look down here on this line and put your name on it. And then I want you to go further and put which days you're going to go help. Okay, do it. I'll give you a few minutes to do that. And when you get through, I want you to see everybody hand them into Patty. Okay, while you're doing that, I'm just going to talk a little bit. How important this program is. That's not it, Clarence, our representative. This program is a leadership program for our young men and women. And it gives them the chance to experience the legislative, judicial, and political processes of our state government. They need volunteers, folks, and especially they need us as legislators with the expertise in the Wyoming government processes. These young people are going to be our next leaders. When they get there, they have a mock bill, and they go through the entire process that we go through down here. And they stand, and they argue, and they work on their bills, and then they pass them, and they send them to the governor, just like we do. And this is such a good experience for these young people. I've helped every year but one since I've been in the legislature, and it's just so much fun. Last year, we only had 4 or 5 legislators show up. Now, is everybody feeling really bad? Okay, get your sheets out and fill them out. This is such a good experience, and it's a lot of fun. When I go up there for that week, it's just a lot of fun to spend that week with the kids and hear them arguing the bills and writing their bills. And we really need to take this more seriously, though, because they are our next leaders, and it's really important that they learn the process and what we do down here. They're also going to be the voters in a few years, and we want them to know what they're voting in for. I want all of you that can remember to picture that old sign of Uncle Sam with his finger pointed at you. Who remembers that sign? I want to see. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, on that sign, he said, "I want you." Now, that's what we want you to do, is go to this these things with the boys and girls and help them. So this is what this organization is asking us. It doesn't take, you know, if every one of us just went one day, it would take up the whole time. But 4 or 5 can't do it. So please think about it and take some time and do this. I know we all have busy schedules, but it doesn't take a lot of time. So I suspect that every single one of you could put one day on here, and we'd have both of them covered for this year. Thank you.
Representative Wunsterdam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just echo that, I was
please
so
proceed.
Excited to hear that Girls State got 5 or 6 legislators, because at Boys State, we got 1 last year, and it was me. And if any of you would like to come up to Douglas this year and help out, instead of going to Powell, I would sure be appreciative. We had 2. We had Peasley and I. Where'd Peasley? The good representative from District 3, who ran the courts, and I got stuck running the House and the Senate. And I would like to publicly thank the 4 or 5 legislators who did come to Cheyenne on Capitol Visit Day on Thursday for Boys State and did assist with Boys State down here in Cheyenne, including Representative Throne and Representative Connolly, and 2 former legislators in this body. And so I will again be asking you for the Boys Staters who come to Cheyenne on that Thursday. That day is very much appreciated. And my father, and Representative Mr. Zwanenser from District 9 came and helped out. But the other 6 days of the week were in Douglas. And if anybody would like to come to Douglas with Representative Peasley and I, we would certainly appreciate the help, because for the eight of you who keep going to Powell every year, we do run it a little differently in Douglas, and you should get the full array of how different Boys State can be from Girls State. We're a little more militaristic at Boys State. It might make you do some push-ups, but it's kind of fun. Thank you.
Representative Croker.
May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to give a tip of the hat to Representative Roscoe, because this morning he came to a conclusion. He discovered that a bill that we passed yesterday had some unintended favorable consequences for us as a body, and that was the strangulation bill. And if you look at it closely, it's still legal to strangle a senator, but it is now illegal to strangle a House member.
Very nice, very nice. Representative Esquivel and Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the last rocky experience you all are going to get. We did put on your desks kind of a last reminder. There's a few that have not contributed, but I'm here to tell you that we had a great year. It's better than I can recall, and I've been doing this for 10 years, and I want to thank you, as Ken does, for your support of the Race for the Cure. It is a way to help a lot of people in our state, and it's not only a short-term investment, but a long-term benefit. So thank you very, very much, and Ken, the floor is yours.
Well, I was just going to comment about that strangulation bill, and me and Representative Nicholas did talk about vote and conflict on that. But we do want to keep continuing to get the first place trophy for the Race for the Cure. I think it's a worthy cause for us. And when you look at that handout in your sheet, you can see how many people really show up for it in August. And it's a great event. And if you can come down and join us in August, we'd love to have you.
Well, maybe as long as we're taking a little of your time and you come down in the morning and there's kind of a gathering down there, and there's a lot of people, and they're recognizing the survivors, a lot of music that goes on, and then afterwards you get a breakfast and a pat on the head for participating, and it's really a fun event, and it's the largest race in the state of Wyoming.
We're at that order of business. Request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. Continuation from this morning. The next message for our consideration is message 417 to House Bill 23. Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move message number 417 for House Bill 23, Sex Offender Registration Amendments, and urge you to vote aye. There were three notable things done here. Number one, they added to the information that must be redacted, internet identifiers and telephone numbers. Number two, almost unheard of, this has got to be a first. An amendment from the Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman appropriating $66,000 for this program. Yes. And number three, an additional provision that says offenders convicted of an offense subjecting them to registration, whose registration requirement was added by the 2011 amendments, in other words, added by this bill, and who are sentenced after July 1, 2001, shall register as required under this act. I think those are all favorable amendments, and I would urge your aye vote.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 23. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Nicholas. Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Peasley. Pedersen excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas. Peasley. Peasley. I'm about to change the vote, close the vote. Are there any changes? Sorry about that. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused, 2 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 23. The next message for our consideration is Message 418 to House Bill 29. Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move Message 418 to House Bill 29 and urge your favorable consideration. This is the DUI bill that eliminates the right to refuse a test. And the Senate, I think, got a little bit creative here, and it's really nice. They changed it from just saying that they can be forced to take a test. The Senate said a test may be of the agency's choice, may be administered upon issuance of a warrant, including a remotely communicated search warrant. Okay? So, and a remotely communicated search warrant may be issued upon a sworn or affirmed testimony of a peace officer who's not in the physical presence of a judicial officer, provided the judicial officer is satisfied that probable cause exists for the issuance of a warrant. So what they said was, there's got to be a communication between the peace officer and the judicial officer. But the judicial officer, the judge, doesn't have to be there. So they still leave some probable cause in there. They leave a gatekeeper in there, which is the judicial officer, about whether the test can be administered or not. But that gatekeeper can do his business over the radio or over the telephone. And if the gatekeeper is satisfied that probable cause exists from the testimony of the officer, then it can be authorized. And there's a remotely communicated search warrant is issued. And the testimony and the content of the warrant must be recorded. And upon approval, the judicial officer may direct the peace officer or prosecuting attorney requesting the warrant from a remote location to sign the judicial officer's name on the warrant, and then the test goes on. And then there's a couple of other changes here, but basically, they then allow the agency to do a test of the individual. So I think it's a masterful solution, and it kind of gets by some of the reservations I heard about search warrants and probable cause and whether there ought to be a judicial officer involved as a gatekeeper. And it does involve a gatekeeper and does require some probable cause. So it's more than just a whim of the officer before the test can be compelled. So I would recommend your aye vote on this message.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple questions, or maybe they're concerns. Number one, are judicial officers going to be on call then? That's a concern. How many of them are they going to be, and are they going to be on call? And then to say that, are they going to accept the arresting officers? How do they communicate this so that this person knows that the judicial officer is going to be taking the word of the arresting officer? So I can't see what difference this is really going to make, unless you have a judicial officer that, like we had one in Fremont County that really didn't like DUIs because he had a problem with it himself, and he didn't really do a lot with with some of those cases.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, there's only so many problems we can solve here. Now, the judicial officers are on call now for search warrants, so it's not going to change that. They are on call, and there has to be somebody available 24 hours a day to issue search warrants. So I don't see that changing much, except now he doesn't have to get out of bed. He can do it over the telephone in bed. Number two, as far as taking the taking his word, all I can submit is the safeguards that are built into this thing, which says it may be issued upon sworn or affirmed testimony of the peace officer who's not in the physical presence of the judicial officer. So I presume the radio call or the telephone call, however it's going to go, is going to involve some preamble where the judicial officer is going to make it clear that the peace officer is under oath and he's obligated to tell the truth. That's pretty interesting, by the way. Sometimes you get people on the witness stand and you say, do you know what it means to tell the truth? And it's amazing the answers that you get. But that's another subject for another day. But he's going to have to talk, and the peace officer is going to have to understand that he's under oath. And then all communication between the judicial officer and the peace officer requesting the warrant shall be recorded in writing or mechanical, magnetic, electronic, photographic storage, or by other means. And so there's going to be an opportunity, if there's something irregular about it, for a court to look at it later, and presumably it might not fix that. Well, it might fix that case. It might make the test inadmissible, and it might go toward future occurrences of the same thing. So those are the safeguards that are built into it. I think they're, well, I would submit they're accurate. They're as good as you're going to get. I'm not sure a face-to-face confrontation would make it any more reliable.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A lot of times when you have these arrests, you're dealing with pretty intoxicated people that don't respect police officers and probably don't respect judges. And so when we get to that stage and they say, well, we got a warrant here to get a blood test, and that's what we're talking about is a blood test, is there a point at which you can use whatever force is necessary to subdue the individual and draw blood out of him involuntarily? Is that still in the bill or what?
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I just really have to compliment the other body. This is a really good compromise, putting the search warrant part in and finding this from other states, how they've done it where it's remote. As to the question that was just asked, it's the same issue that we deal with today with many. If you have serious bodily injury or death, if you've killed someone with a DUI, right now under the law, you must comply. So we do that right now already. And if you have that situation, you take them to the hospital. It has to be done by the law. It's official people that are phlebotomists. And the blood is taken, and it can be taken forcefully, but we already do it. We do it when serious bodily injury or death occurs. What I think will happen, and what the experience has been in the other states that have adopted this, is that once you tell someone, listen, I have a search warrant here, the judge has said it's okay to go ahead and take your blood, suddenly people change their demeanor and say, well, you know what, you don't need to take my blood, I'll just blow in the machine. So you end up actually getting most people to blow in the machine. So I don't think that's going to be too big of a concern, that aspect. And I actually think the search warrant is going to encourage more people to just voluntarily comply in the end, because now they know that a judge has reviewed the case. A judge has said, yeah, go ahead, you have enough probable cause to go proceed.
Anyone else for their first time? Second time? All right. We're voting on the motion to concur to Senate amendments to House Bill 29. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
Moniz, aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
Nicholas. Nicholas. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Brechtel, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Esquivel, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Patton, aye to no. Goggles, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 18 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 29. The next message for our consideration is Message 419, House Bill 92. Chairman Brown, for your first time.
Mr. Speaker, I move Message 419 to House Bill 92. This is the impersonation through electronic means. They took out the notwithstanding language on line 14 on page 1, which I think is a good idea. And on page 2, they really added the language we need to make it a crime. So they say any person who knowingly, blah, 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 impersonates another person, including but not limited to spoofing, and then they added and causes or attempts to cause harm, which I think would be a good idea. I don't think it ought to be a crime unless they cause or attempt to cause harm. So I would urge you to vote aye.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 92. A majority of the members elected is required. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake. Flickery,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Nicholas, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 2 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 92. We're at that order of business of a consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is joint conference committee report number one to House Bill 50. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move joint conference committee report number one to House Bill 50 and ask you to vote aye. To remind you, this is on the health insurance exchanges. What the Senate did, well, originally, when the bill came to us, it was just simply the governor's task force. We changed it so that the legislators were the chairs. It went back over to the Senate. They changed a bunch dealing with how that board would be made up. We convinced the Senate to delete all of their amendments, so it went back to the House position. What we did agree to is that one little part there you see, what they did, they got rid of all the appropriations in the bill. And so to remind you, the former governor actually went to the feds and obtained, I'm making up this number now because I can't remember what it was, but there was some number. They gave him some money to do this study, we had added on an appropriation so we could study some other things, because if you only can study the things the feds tell you you can study with their money. We wanted to study some other things, and so that's why we had added on the appropriation. The Senate deleted the appropriations, so what that caused was to delete, and that's why you see there, page 6, you're deleting most of almost all of page 6, and you're deleting most of part of page 7. And the reason you got to delete those out now is because we can't study those issues because there's no money to study those issues. So that seemed to make some sense. So we got them to agree to the House position on how the steering committee would be made up, and then we agreed with them on deleting the appropriation and deleting those parts of the study that were tied to that appropriation.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 50. Majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Nicholas, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 5 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 50. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 88. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on joint House Conference Committee on House Bill 88 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask for this conference because what the Senate did is they agreed with the bill, but they added two sections that weren't in the bill. They added 23.2.401. Guides required, and what they had done there, they had struck directly or indirectly and added direct financial compensation And everybody, including all of the outfitters and everybody, was very concerned about that. So we went to conference committee and we got them the receipt on that. And we came back with some language that says an exchange for services shall not be considered compensation for the purposes of this section. And the thoughts were a lot of these resident guides will exchange. Well, a guy will say, well, you know, why don't you come up to my place the next time and I'll take you out. And they were concerned that that would be a violation. So that's why this language was added there. And everybody that I've talked to didn't express a lot of concern. Then they went in and they got into another provision that wasn't in the bill, but it was the bill opened it up, and that was the penalty provision. And apparently they didn't like the that you could go to prison for a year. So they struck the prison, and they struck the amount of the fine that was $2,000 and raised that to $5,000. But you can no longer go to prison. So that was their amendments, and that's what we looked at and thought, well, that's where we, and I ask you to concur. I'll stand for questions.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 88. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Aye. Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds, Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lebno,
no.
Madden,
McKim, aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Patterson excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Nicholas, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 6 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 88. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 100, Representative Shepperson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 100 and ask for your favorable consideration. Basically, what the Senate did is took out our language, moved it to a different section, and then added one sentence that we were concerned about. And that's why we went to a conference committee report. We took that one sentence that we had concerns with, did a little tweaking, took out a few words, added a few words, and we feel we came up with a great compromise that meets both of our needs. And so I would ask for your favorable consideration.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 100. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Dillaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Nicholas. Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Peterson excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Nicholas. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 2 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 100. The next report for our consideration will be Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 127, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 27. Would ask you to vote aye. This was the school finance recalibration bill that we had 9 pages of request to concur. It's going to take a few minutes to work our way through them. The first thing I would have you look at is this spreadsheet. Everybody needs to go to your inbox. This will be the last of these spreadsheets. I know you're all very sad about that. School Foundation Program account with Common School Permanent Land Fund borrowing. As you recall, with Senate File 106, we were unable to reach compromise on that bill, and that bill actually ended up dying in the House. This is an attempt to solve the cash flow problems that we've had with the School Foundation Program account without taking the money out of the local banks. This amendment did not grab that money and pull it into the state. Rather, it changed the percentages and the way the money flows. And if you look, the state would distribute 15% of the entitlements to the school districts in August, 10% in September through April, and 5% in May. The entitlement districts would receive 20% or less of their guarantee from the state through the entitlement payments, and they would also receive loans equal to 20% of their guarantee. Recapture districts would pay 35% of their recapture amounts in January and 65% in June and receive a loan to equal 20% of their guarantee amount. The end result of all of this is that local resources or local revenue streams would currently flow as they do, and the state would not have to borrow as much from the school, from the Common School Permanent Land Fund. The end result is that in the last year, 09-10, we would have had to borrow $50 million under this distribution formula as opposed to $378 million. So we'll be saving a substantial amount in interest. We would only have to pay $750,000 out of the foundation account back to the school or the common school permanent account, as opposed to nearly $12 million. So we had staff go back and run the numbers, and they came up with this distribution scheme. It leaves the districts whole, leaves the money in the local banks, and gets a lot closer to accomplishing what we were trying to accomplish. That was one of the compromises. As you'll recall, the House did adopt an amendment that dealt with transportation funding. We gave that up in conference in exchange for the classroom ratio of 16 to 1 kindergarten through third grade. That was how we ended on that. Those were really the two big issues. We were able to maintain the House position on drug testing. Make sure I'm not missing something. We deleted more Senate amendments than we did House amendments. I feel pretty good about that. So I would stand for questions.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 127. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen excused, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Bronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Nicholas. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harvey? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 6 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 127. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 9, Chairman Simlick.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 9 and ask you to vote aye. This Conference Committee report deals with an additional appropriation that was put in by our House Appropriations Committee upon hearing some testimony from the Director of the Department of Economic Analysis with respect to how to get this economic analysis program rolled out for our counties. And the Appropriations Committee was compelled upon hearing the testimony that we needed another part-time position and that was not in the Senate version and additional $68,000. And when we went back to the Conference Committee to try to negotiate this report or this difference, we split the difference and went back to $34,000. We compelled the other body that if this program is going to work, we have to have the resources in that division to make it work. But we also relented somewhat to the fact that it's going to take a while to roll this program out with and to get it going. So we thought the addition of the $34,000 was probably appropriate and would probably work to make this program work for our county. So I would ask you to vote aye.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 9. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blickery. Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harshman, Nicholas excused, Harshman. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes. Harshman? Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 3 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 9. The next report for our consideration will be Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 59. Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on message number 352 on Senate File 59. This is a spice drug bill. We took the appropriation out for a forensic analyst position. The Senate put it back in. We had a hard time understanding how you could run the program without doing this, so we agreed with the Senate position and would urge you to vote aye.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 59. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
no.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers, Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye. Yagi, aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, excused, Patton,
aye.
Peasley, Pedersen, excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 4 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 59. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 71. Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The last one, folks. I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 71 and ask for your favorable vote. What we did with this one, we met on the conference committee. You can see the folks that are there. I told them that this body did not want shall. They would take may only, and they said, well, we'll take shall, and how do you compromise between shall and may? So we discussed that for a little while, and one of the good folks over there came up with an idea, and that's what, if you'll look at your committee report, inserting upon the showing of justifiable circumstances, the Wyoming Department of Education may issue a waiver to any school district, which waiver will excuse the district from offering instruction of safety and competency in handling firearms. So what they did is they said, we can have a waiver over here, and the school districts that don't want to teach hunter safety call up the Department of Education, tell them why they don't want to teach hunter safety, and get a waiver so they don't have to teach it. And that was about as close as we could come. The bringer of this bill thought this was okay, and that was what we came up with. So I'll leave it up to you, asking you for your favorable consideration.
Chairman Simlick.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I felt like the House position is pretty strong on this issue in regard to education hunter safety courses. On second and third reading, we considered these amendments that really goes to the same place that this one does, and we said no. And the messages that I received from my school districts were were asking us not to impose some additional concerns, considerations on them in terms of what their curriculum be. The problem with this amendment, at least in this joint conference report language, is that I'm not sure what a justifiable circumstance is. And there we go back to the language in the third line that says Department of Education may. So there we have permissive language again. And it really flies in the face for me and I think my local school districts as to local control, really the ability for patrons out in the communities and the school districts to make the case to their local school district trustees and say, this is something that we want and advocate for it under the language that we had that left the House with May, will allow them to encourage them and allow them to do that. This involves another level of bureaucracy now that I'm not sure it's appropriate in this case, particularly in this case. And so, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I would ask you to vote no.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two things that I want to point out. First of all, that students are not required to take the course, and secondly, that school districts can opt out with a waiver. We just passed the concealed carry bill on Friday, and there's no education required for concealed carry. There's no education required today for open carry. And in an ideal world, people are going to go get that education. But it's not an ideal world. We know it's not an ideal world. I buy a new computer or a new PDA, and I don't go take the classes that are offered at the library. I intend to, and I'd like to, but it's not an ideal world. Somebody mentioned the other day that we provide hot breakfast to schools, and again, because it's not an ideal world. Guns are a fact of life in Wyoming, and people will be using their guns long after they participate in team sports and do other activities that we provide at the high school level. So I encourage you to vote yes.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm really troubled by this new language here. It says, upon a showing of justifiable circumstances. Now, that I think that if we want something like that, we've got to provide direction to the department or some guidance on what's justifiable. I mean, there's a lot of wiggle room on what's justifiable. Is it justifiable if you've got space or if you've got time? Or if you've got time, is that a reason to turn down this? The other thing is it's permissive. The department may issue a waiver at any school, and they may not. I thought we had this pretty well settled, and I'm kind of troubled by the conference committees, our representatives, and their ability to get that across to them, that was voted on twice by large margins here, and I'd urge us all to vote no on this concurrence. Thank you.
Representative Juan Cerdan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Echoing the last person who just spoke, you took about 98% of my debate away from me. But I guess if somebody could explain what justifiable circumstances are and then explain why it's they may instead of they shall. Let's say my district, and I'm from a larger school district as compared to the six people on this conference committee, three of which are from the same school district, that my district's going to go through the added bureaucracy and expense of trying to have justifiable circumstances why we shouldn't have this program. And I assume they'll probably have to get, I don't know, a lawyer or a bunch of research or any number of things. All I know is my teachers don't like it in my district, and they've told me to vote no and to try to, you know, not put more mandates on them. But it sounds like this, you know, we're going to put some more bureaucracy in place to have my district go to the state. And then the state doesn't even have to listen. They may excuse my district. They may not. I mean, my district may put a 100-page brief together, and then the Department of Education may put a 100-page response back and still say you have to do it. So if somebody could define justifiable circumstances and talk about the may versus shall debate and how that would work in the real world.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd urge you to vote aye. I thought this was a good compromise. Number one, so it's not a 100-page brief. It's a letter. You write a letter to the superintendent saying, this isn't going to work for our district. You list the reasons why it's not going to work for your district, and then the superintendent makes the decision. The same as you just voted on the previous bill on recalibration. On recalibration, you put in there that in K through 3, that they have to have class sizes of 16 students. And if you don't want to do it, you send in a request for a waiver from the superintendent. So it's a little inconsistent of us to say, in that case, we're saying we're dictating to the school districts, you shall do this. You shall have 16 kids per classroom in K through 3 unless you submit for a waiver. So in that case, it was okay, and suddenly in this case, it's not okay. That's where the idea came from, because that had already been seen in that bill, so it was just borrowed from that bill and put here that you could submit for a waiver. So we start with the position that you shall provide this class, but if there is some reason within your district that you can't come up, can't do it, can't find an instructor, you don't have the room, some other reason, you just simply write a letter to the superintendent, and the superintendent reviews your letter and determines. The same as she's going to look at your waivers for you can't do the 16 students for K through 3. I'd urge you to vote aye.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd urge you to vote no. The last argument is, with all due respect to my good friend, the Speaker Pro Tem, is apples and oranges. The class size is part of the model. The waiver language that we just adopted is very specific and really identifies what you have to do to qualify for the waiver. This language doesn't say at all what you have to do. And certainly both of my sons have been through Hunter Safety. It's something we wanted them to do, and it's something we provided them an opportunity to do. The cost, as I recall, was nominal. And certainly for our community, where we have lots of opportunities for children, it makes much more sense to squeeze in Hunter Safety on one of the slow weekends that it's scheduled than to put the burden on the school district. And I don't know whether that qualifies as justifiable circumstances or not, because I don't know what the heck justifiable circumstances means. I don't really see this as a good compromise.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, urge your no vote. As you read the wording that was brought up about with the concealed carry law, that her bill that we passed, lunch and breakfast, those kind of things, really doesn't apply to this. The issue really is, are we going to tell our local school boards to add something outside the core curricula and mandate them to teach it? That's really the issue. We debated it well a couple times, soundly sent our strong voice that this may occur, but it shall not have to be that way. And so I thought the House position was very clear and really a good compromise. As far as other decisions on class size that we allow the superintendent to make, you know, the thing that we just voted on class size is a totally different issue, in that we compromise with the Senate to a district average, a different deal. We give a year roll in, totally different. But I think the good representative, chairman of Ag from House District 1, I mean, said it best. This is matters best left for our local school boards. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, well, I've really got my education today, learned those things that I did not learn in orientation. I thought this body said that we wanted it to be optional, may. And all this is shall with a kiss on the cheek. And I would urge you to vote no, because if we vote no, then we're back to the districts may do this at their discretion and in their control. So I please vote no on this.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I just think justifiable circumstances is too subjective. And I think that's what's bothering a lot of people here, is the subjectivity of what we're talking about. Who's going to decide what's justifiable and what's not? And it ought to be, and that's the difference, and it ought to be a standard that anybody can read, and it shouldn't leave subjective judgment to somebody who can say yes or no, Maybe they have a reason. Maybe it's on a whim. Maybe it's a good reason. Maybe it's a bad reason. And who's going to make that decision? And there's no standard to measure it by. So I just think it's a bad compromise. I urge you to vote no.
Anyone else prior to the good representative? Representative Yagi.
Wow, folks. I didn't know we were quite so bad. I thought we'd come up with something. I just want to remind you, this is something you don't have to do. You don't have to teach it in the class. Districts don't have to do it. Not a lot of writing a letter doesn't take a lot of time. There's not any expense to it. But I'm kind of hearing what you say, so I'd still encourage you to vote for the compromise, but do what you need.
We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 71. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten. Botten. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers. Childers. Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund. Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno. Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Peterson excused. Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simwick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Steward.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Cheaters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitz or Dan?
No.
Swanitz or Dave?
No.
Mr. Speaker?
No.
Botten?
No.
Childers?
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 16 aye, 43 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to fail to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 71. We're at that order of business, appointment of conference committees. Conference committee for Senate File 38. Representative Teeters, Chair, Representatives Harshman and Burkhart. House Bill 13, Representative Teeters, Chair, Representatives McComey and Swanitzer Dave. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 431, Mr. Speaker. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to House Bill 107, Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senator Jennings, Senator Ross, signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 432, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills as below. By the vote indicated, Senate File 132, Strangulation of a Household Member. Ayes 18, noes 12, signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 433, Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. House Bill 20, Medicaid Reimbursement of Services. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 434, Mr. Speaker. Senate File 124, Overweight and Oversized Vehicle Penalties. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 14, no 16. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 436, Mr. Speaker. The bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 90, Vehicle Restoration, ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 437, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 103, Wish You Repayment Program, the House bill listed above, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated, ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 438, Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated, House Bill 178, Vaults, Crypts, and Mausoleums Perpetual Trust Funds, ayes 27, noes 3. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 439, Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated, House Bill 189, Foreclosure and Redemption Revisions, ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 440, Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated, House Bill 194, Next of Kin Driver's License Option, ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 441, Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated, House Bill 208, Off-Road Vehicle Registration Exemption, ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 442, Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated, House Bill 209, Emergency Medical Review Organizations, ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 443, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated, House Bill 224, Platted Plots Requirement, ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 444, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 256, Wyoming Safe Homes Act 2. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated, ayes 25, noes 5. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 445, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 141, Governmental Immunity Waiver for Hospital Employees, ayes 13, no 17. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 446, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 147, Excise Tax Vendor Compensation. The House bill listed above passed on a third reading in the amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 23, no 6, conflict 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 447, Mr. Speaker, the bills this below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 161, Interstate Compact on Students of Military Families. Ayes 1, noes 29. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 448, Mr. Speaker, the bills this below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 204, Patriotism in the Classroom. Ayes 14, no 16. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 449. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 15, Court Jurisdiction. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 450. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 260, Industrial Siting Financial Resources. Ayes 13, no 17. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Okay, one small change to the conference committee appointed Senate File 38. It's Representative Teeters, Chairman, Representatives Bonner and Harshman. Bonner and Harshman. We're at that order of business reading and signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 80.
House Enrolled Act 80 being original House Bill 90, an act relating to motor vehicles, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That sign enrolled Act 80 being original House Bill 90. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 81.
House Enrolled Act 81 being original House Bill 178, an act relating to cemeteries and burials, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That signed Enrolled Act 81 being original House Bill 178. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 82.
House Enrolled Act 82 being original House Bill 189, an act relating to real property, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed Enrolled Act number 82, being original House Bill 189. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 83.
House Enrolled Act 83, being original House Bill 194, an act relating to driver's licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That sign enrolled Act number 83 being original House Bill 194. I have so signed. House enrolled Act 84.
House enrolled Act 84 being original House Bill 208, an act relating to off-road vehicles being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That sign enrolled Act number 84 being original House Bill 208. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 85.
House Enrolled Act number 85 being original House Bill 209, an act relating to public health and safety, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That signed Enrolled Act number 85 being original House Bill 209. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 86.
House Enrolled Act 86 being original House Bill 224, an act relating to property, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That signed Enrolled Act number 86 being original House Bill 224. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 87.
House Enrolled Act number 87 being original House Bill 42, an act relating to coroners, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That signed Enrolled Act number 87 being original House Bill 42. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 88.
House Enrolled Act 88 being original House Bill 190, an act relating to courts, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That signed Enrolled Act number 88 being original House Bill 190. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 89.
House Enrolled Act number 89 being original House Bill 211, an act relating to county memorial hospitals, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That sign enrolled Act number 89 being original House Bill 211. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 90.
House Enrolled Act number 90 being original House Bill 215, an act relating to the administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That sign enrolled Act number 90 being original House Bill 215. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 91.
House Enrolled Act number 91 being original House Bill 20, an act relating to Medicaid, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That signed Enrolled Act number 91 being original House Bill 20. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 78.
Senate Enrolled Act 78 being original Senate File 58, an act relating to industrial siting for wind energy facilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act number 78, being original Senate file 58. That's so signed. Senate rolled Act 79.
Senate rolled Act 79, being original Senate file 90, an act relating to the Wyoming Nurse Practice Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act number 79, being original Senate file 90. I've so signed. Senate rolled Act 80.
Senate rolled Act 80, being original Senate file 91, an act relating to the Wildlife Livestock Disease Research Partnership, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act 80, being original Senate file 91. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 81.
Senate Enrolled Act 81, being original Senate file 109, an act relating to peace officers, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate file 109. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 82.
Senate Enrolled Act 82, being original Senate file 132. An act relating to crimes and offenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 82, being Senate File 132. I have so signed. Someone amongst us today, and I expect you to stand up and take responsibility for being 44 years of age today, by my calculation. I'm going to let you guys think about it, because people have stood up so far. I've not. Oh, well, I was paying you a compliment. I'm sorry. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Representative Greer.
Happy birthday to you.
So you're born in 66 or 67? I think you're 44, because I'm not 45 yet. And I'm not going to be 45 anytime this year. I move that we knock 1 year off of Representative Greer's age. We've got a few more messages from the Senate that have come in, so we're going to do that real quick, and then we'll do Cowboy Joe, committee announcements, and we'll get out of here. Messages from the Senate.
Message 441, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below. By the vote indicated, Senate File 139, Health Care Pilot Project Amendments, Ayes 28, Noes 1, Excused 1, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 452, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 146, the Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Well, I can find it. Darn it. Where's the... the vote. Oh, here it is. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 453, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills this below by the vote indicated. Senate File 100, cruelty to animals, Ayes 25, noes 4, excused 1, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 455, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Life Committee number one from the House on amendments to Senate File 95. The Senate conferees are Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senator Ross, Senator Hastert. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 95, Legislative Committee Membership. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 29, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 456, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 124. The Senate conferees are Senator Escobel, Senator Johnson, Senator Christensen. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 457, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 85, Game and Fish Violation Penalties. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 18, noes 11, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Representative Blake N. Barbudo.
Take it away. Tell them we need special help because it's a good team.
We're going to have to sing extra special hard tonight because they're playing the Aztecs of San Diego State.
The hymns, right?
Hymns.
The hymns.
He always sings, dragging music to the cattle as he sings. Back and forth in the saddle, on a horse. Glad to see the pain of gators. You ought to hear the meter, the roar of his repeater, how they run. Yes, go! When they hear him a-coming, cause the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', son of a gun from old Wyoming. Ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy. Ragtime cowboy Joe, he always sings, dragging his saddle as he rings, back and forth in a saddle on a horse. Gotta sleep to pay the gator, and you ought to hear the meter through the roar of his repeater, how they run. When they hear him in the center of the west, he's a highfalutin, from old Wyoming. Ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy.
Any announcements? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your conference committee on Senate File 70 will be meeting immediately upon adjournment in the Senate Education Room.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee, your Management Audit Committee will meet tomorrow, March 2nd at 9:30 a.m. in room B67. Of the Capitol Building. That's the downstairs basement conference room, two floors below us. 9:30 tomorrow, Management Audit Committee.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your conference committee on House Senate File 50 will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Labor Committee Room.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Management Council will be meeting in room 302 immediately following that, or immediately after adjournment.
Representative.
And I move that the House adjourn until tomorrow, May 2nd, 2011. No, I don't move that.
You don't move that yet. Representative Nicholas.
Friends of the 61st, just to give you everyone a forewarning, tomorrow evening around 6:30-ish, the Majority Floor Leader and the Speaker of the House are entertaining all members of the House at my house for a crab boil. So we hope you all be there and bring whomever you wish.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're going long tomorrow night. Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn until tomorrow, May 2nd, 2011 at 11 a.m. so that people can attend bill signings, which start at 9 tomorrow.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The House will stand adjourned until Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011, 11 a.m.
He said may.